Great news that the Beer Festival is back. And we continue that good news feel with the first of four letters to the evening news. I will read the first letter, which is from Brian Hanchett in Norwich. He says there are some good news, some good people out there. On Saturday in Castle Quarter, Norwich One experienced an exceptional act of kindness from a young lady who was a total stranger. I was experiencing problems making the car park machine and my card communicate with each other. I am 75 and a bit useless with these things. Apparently my card was frozen. This very lovely young lady said, "Let me try." She just flashed her card through the machine and said, "There you are," and trotted off. I called after her to pay her, but she just smiled and was on her way, saying, "That's okay." There are some terrific young people out there. Thank you, young lady. You are a credit to your parents.
The second letter is from Sally Westrup from Bunwell, and she wants to praise the NHS. And she writes, "I cannot praise the NHS enough regarding my recent emergency situation. Within 2 hours of speaking to 111, I was seen by a doctor at Rouen House, out of hours, referred to the NNUH and operated on less than 24 hours later. My thanks to the surgical team, Dillam and Clyde Wards, for their care." And that's from Sally Westrup, Bunwell Street in Bunwell.
The third letter comes from Glyn Linder of Shirley Close in Frettenham, who's not taking it lying down. "I'm not surprised that the Insulate Britain activists have continued to cause havoc to drivers on motorways, whilst the government have pussyfooted over implementing any meaningful deterrent I can recall. The blithering Boris Johnson, back in 2015, saying, 'I will lay in front of the bulldozers to stop a third runway at Heathrow Airport.' The current crop of protesters and the Prime Minister appear to be something of an ilk."
And brace yourself. Our last letter comes from Jim Mitchell of Carlton Colville and is in praise of those fabulous things that hold your trousers up. "How refreshing to see a contemporary picture in the Evening News, October the 8th, connected to a good news story about a boom in holiday hotel bookings. Now, the picture in question features the Lady General Manager of the St Giles House Hotel in Norwich, accompanied by a young, smart-looking bartender. Suitably attired in pristine white shirt, black trousers and prominent men's braces. Very chic. And yes, it appears that men's braces are back in fashion again. And certainly in Norwich, at any rate. For whatever reason, men's braces, when on prominent display, always brings a smile to my face and to those people nearby also. And there's something genuinely comforting about braces. Indeed, it says a lot about a man. Gives him character and status. And, of course, allows our nearest and dearest to twang the elasticated straps. That never fails to make people laugh out loud. Although I must point out that any pain incurred is only temporary. So, well done, young bartender, Mr. Joey Coles, Norfolk fashion icon. And that's from Jim Mitchell, Lurstoff Road in Carlton Colville.